Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Crystals and Clarity. For this week, I wanted to touch on a topic that I've actually already made an episode or a few episodes on, and that is tarot and oracle readings. Now, one of the first episodes I did was on the difference between tarot and oracle readings. And I believe I have one episode where I do a tarot reading for all of the wonderful listeners of this podcast. And I think I have another episode that I just posted recently of an oracle reading. So for this episode, what I wanted to do is bring crystals into the mix. I wanted to discuss how you can actually utilize crystals to enhance your reading and enhance your experience having a tarot reading, either for yourself or with others, you know, whatever the case is. So this episode will apply to, you know, how to use crystals if you're doing a reading just with yourself, if you're doing readings with your friends, or if you actually go to a professional. So basically the first step is to choose your crystals. So if you have a particular intention for that reading, you can choose crystals based on, you know, what you're searching for to help you kind of enhance that particular energy and dive deeper into that question. So, for example, if you are going into the reading wanting to know more about your love life, for example, maybe you'd want to choose a crystal that would connect to your heart chakra. But ultimately, the best way to choose crystals is with your intention and choose crystals that you are drawn to in that moment. Typically what I do when I'm doing readings with either myself or with friends, I will go in and choose like a few crystals, just basically crystals that I just am drawn to immediately when I have this reading that I'm about to do in mind. So I'll just pick a few crystals and then I will set them in the middle of the table and whoever's turn it is to do their reading, we'll just choose a crystal from that pile and hold on to it for the reading. And that's kind of what we do when it comes to like me and my friends doing readings basically just for fun. And if you go to a professional, there's a good chance that they will actually have crystals around for that reading. So once you choose your crystal, basically you can use it however you like. You can set it on the table in front of you. You can place it on your actual deck of cards and let the energy integrate for a few moments before actually shuffling the deck. That's a really good way to integrate the energy between the cards and the crystal to really have like a wholesome experience. You can also have the crystal on you, whether it's in your pocket, as a form of jewelry, you can just hold it in your hand. You can even hold it over one of your chakras if that resonates with you as well. And basically the purpose of having crystals with you for these tarot or oracle readings is to basically just enhance the energy and to have like a more well-rounded energetic vibe to the reading. And if you are uncertain about what you want to get from the reading, which you don't always have to have a particular question for a reading. You could just, you know, let the cards tell you what you need to know, which is often the case for me, for example. I don't always have a specific question. I kind of just like to throw it out there. What do I need from this reading? And what the crystal's energy will do is to actually bring everything together as a whole and basically just have a more well-rounded reading on an energetic level. And don't forget to cleanse your crystals either before or after or both. As you know, working with crystals, they take on a lot of energy. So if you are just using that particular crystal for this one-time reading, it's definitely best to cleanse before and after. But basically, there's no right or wrong way to choose a crystal for a tarot reading. If you have something specific, like a very specific question that you want to get from that reading, it might be best to choose a crystal that would align with that energy to help enhance and allow you to dive deeper into that question. And if you just want to go into the reading with an open mind and just see what comes up, then it's best to just choose a crystal based on that gut feeling. When you think about going into the reading, what crystal are you drawn to, and go with that. So I'm going to leave it there for this week's episode. Don't forget to check out my Instagram, Crystals and Clarity Podcast. I will link that in the description. And thanks for listening. This podcast is brought to you by Jessica's Holistic Hypnosis.